In attendance for tonight's meeting is Phil Sabo, Cassie Sabo, Cindy Biancamano, Dave Edgington, Hema De Silva, Evelyn Payson, Corinne Halliday, Jason Griffin, Ed Bader, Tax Collector, Peggy Kompecki, Treasurer, Tim Pelton, Dam Committee Chair, Lisa Long, I'm hearing Water Chair maybe, I don't know. and online is Lisa Hober, our Bylaws Committee Chair, Angela Zuccheri, and Tina Beckett, Merchandising?
No. Playground.
Playground, okay, perfect.
Merchandising.
Okay.
So, can we make a motion to waive the minutes of the March 21st meeting? Oh wait, I'm looking at the wrong paper. The April meeting.
Yeah.
waive and accept the minutes of the April meeting.
Sure, I'll make that motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay.
Do you need one?
Yeah. I wrote it all out. I said,
pick an outline.
Thank you. Do we have any public comment? We don't have any public, really.
Everybody's here with a purpose.
Yeah.
President's report, I don't have much. It's all going to come up in other sections. Ed and Peggy, do you mind if we do some committee reports?
No, go ahead.
So these guys don't have to stick around. Okay, so Lisa Hober did our bylaw revisions. She's on go to meeting. I think Lisa has something she wants to say about that, right? Can she hear me?
Yeah, but I can stay. Now that I'm dialed in, I can stay.
Okay, so let's move on to Tina then.
Fine.
Okay, so Tina is heading up our playground committee. Just has a very brief overview just to keep you guys all in the loop. Tina?
Hi, thanks for letting me go first. I have to teach a class in a few minutes. So Cindy had asked us, it's just me and like one other person, so we're a very small committee. If anyone knows anyone who wants to give us some help, that would be great. What is code we were asked to look into, how to dispose of the current playground if that's the route we go, and what would a new one cost if that's the route we go. And so we've gotten a little bit of progress. We were able to get Cindy's son Kevin to come. He does playground inspections, and he brought his team out and they inspected it, and it failed, but we're waiting on the report, and so we would like to read the report to see exactly what was going on there. And we've done a little bit of research into cost. We are having an easier time finding how much new equipment might cost, and that would be, for something similar, we could be looking at anywhere from $25,000 to $80,000. Most of the structures that are similar to the one that's there now, but obviously they would be updated, those cost around $50,000 is what I'm seeing from the different places that we're looking at. That's just for the equipment. I'm having a little trouble finding information about how much it would cost to dispose of the current playground, to bring in someone to do that and then dispose of the equipment, getting the area prepared. There's a lot of things to consider when you put in a new playground. I just have a little checklist. Actually, I didn't pull that up. I had it pulled up. But you have to think about permits and resurfacing the area and things like that, and then also having someone come in and install the equipment. So those are two costs that we haven't been able to get information on yet. I need to try and make some more phone calls to some town parks and rec, who I've been speaking with a little bit, to see who they use for those projects. So that's that. We did hear from a new resident who lives near Second Beach, and she has experience with putting in playgrounds. She just did it at her church, and she offered to help. So I'm trying to get on the phone with her. She's not available to help us until the end of June, because she's really busy right now, but she's willing to meet down there and have a rep come out from Miracle Playground, which I guess is the current playground brand. And she looked into it a little bit just casually on her own and found that they still carry a lot of the parts, and she thinks that our playground might be a good candidate to be refurbished. So that's something we really want to look into more, because you don't want to just jump to putting in new equipment, which is obviously going to be a lot more expensive. We'd like to see if we could maybe refurbish and maybe add like a little tiny swing set or something. I don't know. I'm just, you know, that's just maybe a little something on the side if we could. That might be a cheaper way to go and, you know, a lot simpler. I did do a little bit of research. There was a playground that was put in at a school in Shelton, and they actually, this is just for comparison, they repaired a smaller playground, and that cost $16,000. Like the front of the building, they repaired it, and in the back, they put in a new one, and that was $267,000. So obviously, just as a little quick example, our playground wouldn't be that big, I'm sure, but refurbishing is a lot cheaper. And then the only other thing is, I just wanted to ask, as our little committee, like, we were just wondering, like, what is everyone looking for? We want to make sure we're going in the right direction. Is there a budget range in mind? Like, any feedback from whoever was kind of inspired to create this committee would just help us kind of stay on a certain path.
I like the idea of refurbishing first and looking into that and following that path first to see if we can get it up to code by refurbishing it.
Yeah.
Yep. Find out exactly what's wrong with it.
I've seen a lot of kids playing on it this year already, so I'm assuming it's not in horrible condition.
They probably a lot of the plastic parts are cracked and old.
I know Kevin's doing a report, I know, but he's in Seattle, so...
What does it mean that it failed, though, as far as, like, should we still be using it? What does that mean?
That's why I want to review the report, because I think that'll answer a lot of this for us, if it's realistic that we could, you know, repair it, you know what I mean? Like, what exactly is not okay about it, so...
The only thing I can see that's what's wrong with it, in my eyes, is the tic-tac-toe thing, the little spinner thing.
Yeah.
That's cracked.
Yeah.
And I do, you know, I go by there quite often. If I see people playing on it for the last 2-3 weeks, I've been stopping and asking what they thought of it.
Oh.
Right.
And I have not had one bad complaint or negative about that place.
Yeah, no, I was on it like, like 3 weeks ago with my grandson, but I wouldn't know if something was missing,
right.
You know, and I don't want
right.
to.
Right. Yeah. So that's just my 2 cents. You know, could we add on to it, you know, refurbish add on? Yeah, I'd like to see that happen myself, so. You know, we got to talk about a budget. I mean, I think you're the one that brought this up since, so I don't know, we got to discuss.
Well, the whole point of doing this is so that they can present to the budget committee. And this may not, probably won't happen in the near
right.
future. This is, you know, a couple
right.
of years.
Yeah.
It's time to start talking about it.
Right. Okay.
Get the ball rolling.
Yep.
All right. So I think just a final comment. If we're thinking about we'd like to look at research the refurbishing as a first option, that is, yeah, it's going to take a little time just to get enough people involved in that and get the right reps out to give us their thoughts and all that kind of stuff and waiting for the report. So I don't really see being able to present this to the budget in the next month. So.
Right.
Slow.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Okay. Got to start somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tina.
To sort of build on Corinne's question, I think your concern was, I'm sure if it was bad enough that it failed, that it was unsafe, he would have said, oh, people shouldn't be on this.
Yeah.
Red flag it or something.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm trying to stay out of it, but I'm like,
Does
anybody have any other questions for Tina? Because she's got to go. Okay, thank you so much,
you.
Tina. Appreciate you.
I did some welding on it. It was broken. I fixed it in a couple spots, but I mean, the steel's pretty good. The plastic, I think, is what's worn out on it.
Yes, wasn't plastic.
Cracked and worn, yeah.
Yeah, we should ask Gary, too, because I know last year or the year before, Gary had some concerns about some piece of it, and I don't know what happened with that, but he knows some stuff about it. So that's an overview of the playground. You know, like I said, I doubt it's going to happen right away, but...
Just because, you know, in the old records for the treasure, the only thing I could find that we spent on it was for mulch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mulch there.
Yeah.
So that's all I saw.
That place gets treasure up since I've been here. I don't know when it was put in, but
the ones that headed up putting that in.
Okay.
So what do you think it was like 20
how long? I can't remember. It's that long ago.
Yeah.
But I know that
Been there since 2000, I know that.
The biggest concern was the Sudel, Bob Sudel was very interested in what the looks of it were going to look like and the colors, and he wanted to tell you that, being right across the street.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
Mm.
When we get, yeah.
So we can get bright colors down there.
Yeah.
That's why it's green and brown.
Light up at night.
Purple and orange with neon.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So is it okay if we go back to the financial reports now? Just to instead of having to go through all these committees. Is that all right with everybody?
Do you want to do water for Lisa?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess, yeah. So when I asked for volunteers to take on the water testing, then I put out the information about the thing on Amazon, which I don't think we did enough research on that, and I was going to tell you this, too. There was some kit that was sold on Amazon. We just weren't sure if it measured the, I don't know what you call the number of E. coli or whatever, but we're trying to make this easier. So if you have some time and you can do a little research to see if there is any sort of home method of testing, we tossed that around as a board. And if not, Lisa is willing to do the dirty work and do the testing each week like we have been and take it to the lab.
Scheduled to start Monday.
I just said
if we go back to the way we did it in the past, which was every week, willing to do it. It's what I think we're
going to bring it up for a vote.
We're
talking
about
it,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
Because we don't want to make that decision ourselves.
So then we should continue until we
correct
do the vote.
Correct.
Continue what?
The water testing until we get to the until
all
the association
right
can vote
until June.
So what do
no,
we
I think
do?
We
should can't wait till August.
So we have to.
So we have.
Well, you bring it up for discussion in June, right?
Right. You can. You
yeah,
can.
You should.
On Monday or after?
Don't
Monday?
We usually start the weekend before Memorial Day?
I don't know. I was just on a Zoom call with Jan too.
Well, we can decide that, right? It doesn't have to be set in stone when we start.
Because that phone call has to be made to the lab too, just when they know we're coming back.
Yeah.
Just from talking to Jan today. I excuse my ignorance. I just don't know that much about this.
Manchester.
Can we put Lisa and Jan in contact with each other?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
her and her contact info is on the Heart Flush, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
So, you know, I guess a little more research wouldn't help, and then the worst is that we do what we did last year until August, right?
Well, we're gonna look at the home test.
Yeah, Lisa said she was looking for that too. Because the questions we had were, what exactly does it measure, and does it give us a number, or does it say yes, with E. coli, no, there's not. You know, we need a little more definitive information.
The other thing is just, one of those recommendations we've been getting at doing all our water testing is actually, not every week, but maybe a couple times this summer, is to actually take some E. coli, test for E. coli from some of the streams.
Yeah.
So we would then be using the lab for that too. So it might be helpful to have a relationship with them to see them
mm-hmm.
for that reason too. We wouldn't be doing it a lot, but the recommendation we're
going to coming from the farm.
We're going to start up there and come down. And then we're hoping there's ways to even be able to tell where it's coming from, animal, human, that kind of thing.
I didn't realize that the testing labs were so specific as to what they did. I needed to have my well tested.
So I went today to have our son is replacing glass and bearing. $710 and give you bottles. You have to have them back in 24 hours.
They
went
to
test for all that stuff.
They broke. I just needed the iron tester.
Okay.
I mean, they do quality comms. You see the density of.
But I mean, when I called around, it was like, no, we don't do that.
Right,
you have to call this place, and we don't do that. And I couldn't get anybody at Chatham Hill.
Lisa, is there anything you need from us? You know, I mean,
no, not right now.
Okay.
Do you can I get your comment or write it for me?
Yeah,
and then
sure.
You and me and Jan, and we'll get
Jan also did like a spreadsheet.
Yeah, she did a huge job description.
I have it,
okay.
And I already.
Yeah.
At least one of the things that I'm the guy that was doing it last year. From
she knows Mike.
Some of the things that I guess when Jan was doing it, the way she set it up, and I'm just talking out loud.
Yes.
The way she set it up is the reason why it's taking so long. If we take the, I'm sure you know, we take the test on Monday, we don't get a result back until Wednesday.
Right. It's a Monday to Tuesday trip right now, I think. I set up an account at the lab, and they were saying drop off on Monday, results on Tuesday.
But we never got them on Tuesday.
Oh, you've already set up an account with the lab?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
And they gave you a commitment to respond on
Good. Well, let's keep our fingers crossed that they're going to come through.
So, Lisa, you also get an email.
Thank you.
Which gives you access to Google Suite, Docs, Sheets. So I'll be in touch so I can have you alternate email.
Okay.
And get you into the water testing at like KSBK.
And I let them know what I needed the account for as far as
If anybody has any questions, you know, rather than call your personal phone or your personal email. This gives you, and it also gives you access to the Google Suite.
Which we all share.
Yeah. Which is good because then you can put, like, anything, if you do have a spreadsheet, you can put it on the shared drive and we can all just look at it.
Right.
You know,
there is a flash drive that's been in process for at least 4 years with all the data still in there. And Excel sheet. So
yeah, this uses it's the same as Excel except it's called Sheet. Google Sheet. So I'll be in touch.
Yeah. Any other water testing related?
No.
No, just thank you.
All right, thank you.
Cool nurse, summer
rock, you know.
Are you a cool nurse currently?
Yes.
Oh, you've had some last couple of years have been tough.
You're such a quiet talker. I can't.
Last 2 years have been tough for you.
They have. Yeah, I'm in boarding school though, so we're self-contained, and
makes
it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
You know. All right, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We have boarding school there?
Yeah, it's one of these academies. What's it called, Lee? Mm-hmm. What's it called at school?
Franklin Academy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would never know what's here.
Gillette Castle.
Gillette Castle.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But now you'll see bands all over the place that says it on it.
Yeah.
Never
noticed.
Yeah,
I don't really
either. I think it's for kids that have had issues. Either behavior or whatever.
Yeah, a lot of autism.
Public school kids from out of? Yeah.
I think a lot of them are foreign. So let's get back to, sorry about this, just trying to accommodate everybody, to financial reports. So we'll go to the tax collector first.
Okay. Right, the main thing we're going to do tonight is we need to set the mill rate. And I have a schedule here on this. Phil, could you pass those?
Sure.
If they need any more.
That was the old days.
Ken said I got the paperwork on me there.
Yeah.
I'll share what you think about that.
Thank you, guys.
My mill rate doesn't affect your mill rate.
It does not.
Got one more day.
But I love to spend your money.
Yeah, right. There you go. You got the best hope for it.
I mean, hasn't this mill rate already been set? Right? No?
No. They only estimated at the annual.
Because that's they vote on that, right? When we go to the budget prices.
They vote on the budget
and
we include
a mill rate there.
An estimated mill rate based on
what was the estimated?
About the same as you probably would have the same as last year, which is it was 4608.
Basically the same.
4608, and this year it's going to be 4612.
Okay.
So it's 4.612. So it's less than 1%. The grant list didn't change very much. It went up a few, the net grant list. And what you do when the tax assessor gives me a grant list for the lake-related properties, we eliminate from that the exemptions that are granted by the town of East Haddam. These are for various reasons, age, disability. We have a firefighter in town who gets because he's a fire department, he gets a fairly large adjustment of his property tax base. So the $81,350 is made up of a number of people who get, for various reasons, get an exemption. We don't tax our own property, which is $120,500 worth of grand list property that the association owns. Total deductions are $202,000. So the net grand list at 2021, which is October 1st, 2021, last, is $45,268,560. The budget that was approved at the last meeting was, included $209,700 worth of tax revenues.
Ed, you said 268, but it had 468 here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it 468 correct?
Which one are you?
You're talking about
the net.
$45,468,560.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the number.
All right.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's all right.
And then the property tax to be raised is $209,700. You have to divide the two, and the mill rate is 4. Or the way it's done here is 4.612. So it's 4.612. That actually gets you, if you did the arithmetic, gets you $709,700.99. So it's basically rounded to 4.612. So we need a motion to, if there are any questions, happy to answer questions. It's pretty much close to what we had last year, but a board needs to approve the mill rate, and then we have to file it with the Office of Policy and Management. There are new laws that are requiring us to basically, they are our oversight on tax collection matters, among other things, and they need a report. So then we also have to start the process of printing the bills and doing all of that. We need a motion to set the mill rate at 4.6.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Discussion.
What was the mill rate last year?
4.608.
Oh, okay. I thought that was what we estimated. That's what that was brought to the.
Well, we use last year's grand list, and we just simply put an estimate in there, and it was, I think we just put what it was last year.
Okay.
So it's, you know.
Yeah, I should have looked it up before the meeting.
We can't
today.
Always, the grant list is a moving target. Remember I've said that there's a revale going on.
Mm-hmm.
Next year you'll see a difference. On the October 1st, 2021, you'll see a big difference, probably, especially in lake-related properties where they have waterfront, will have much higher. But in fact, all of the properties that are sold in the association have probably increased in value by 30% to 50% over what the town has them. Now, how much of that will get reflected in the reval remains to be seen.
In about a year, we're probably going to have 5 new houses built. So.
Yeah, and then we get
2 on here. And
right.
Ed, did you say filed with policy and management? Is that a town?
No, that's
a state.
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 It's a state thing.
Yeah, I didn't realize that would be under oversight.
Is another house being rebuilt
mm-hmm.
there?
I didn't realize they had our oversight.
Okay, so was there any discussion for the setting the mill rate?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, the only other thing is that we had 6 properties that are with our attorney One of them has teams who are now down to five that haven't, and I think Peggy's got a check.
Yeah.
We got the check. As soon as we deposit that, we'll remove the lien on that, that particular property. Okay? That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to treasurer.
The only thing I know, and like I said, I got home late and I was trying to print something and my printer wouldn't work, so I had to take a picture of it so I can explain it to you. But this is kind of relates to the budget, really, is what everyone has left to spend. So right now, the balance left, if we spend, we have $57,767 that's there to spend before June 30th, okay? Subtracting from that, we have properties, which is estimated at $1,280. What I did is I went back to last May and June and see what was spent for May and June. There was $1,280 spent properties, waste management, our garbage, $3,700, but there's a fuel surcharge right now, so I said $4,000. Utilities $285, professional fees $2,500, and stipends $5,375. That brings us down to $44,300 that's left to spend by June 30th. LQRC I didn't put in because I wasn't sure how much of the expenses every year are actually the same or whatnot in May and June.
Right.
Last May and June spent $13,499.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, cause, and I have $17,000 left to spend, but again, like the last couple of budgets when I put in for my budget, I have gone back to what they used to charge us for the week, told the year that they screwed up and didn't. They gave us this great deal, and they've kind of, and since then I've got a couple new reps, and I think they think that's the new norm. So, if I've got $3,000 extra, it goes into reserves, and that'll be wonderful.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Anyways.
So, if Lick spends the $13,499. I don't know what you're going to spend.
$17,000.
No, this is what you spent last year, I'm saying. Or if you say you spent
$17,000. Well, it's about $8,000 on the weed treatment and some water testing. But no, it we could be underspent because for that reason that I wasn't sure if the weed treatment was going to get back up. There were years we were paying $14,000. Right now we're still under $10,000
right.
Because of their screw up. And they're still, but now I think they've kind of forgotten about it. So when I go to the next budget process, I will.
Do you know what you think you're going to spend between now and June?
I'm not sure yet, but what's the difference? I guess I'm asking.
Well, last year you spent $13,500.
Yeah, I think we will be a little underspent.
Okay, so you won't be $13,000, you'll be under
$13,000? No, I'll be underspent from the $17,000. I think we'll be around.
That again. Okay, so subtracting that leaves $30,800 to spend before the end of June. I didn't include events. Last year, events only spent $636 between now and the end of the June.
I've got a lot that's being spent before the end of June.
Okay, so that's one thing you need to work out. And the balance probably Phil wants to spend. So, you know,
right.
$3,800.
So I might be a little bit underspent, but we have... a place called Hope is before July 1st, and before July 1st. We're trying to get the supplies for the kitty craft because it hasn't run in 2 years, ready to go so that they're ready to start on time. And then we had promised some money to replace some carnival games that were pitched because they were disastrous. So we're working on that. So that is the one thing that we may underspend because we just have someone new taking over Carnival Games.
So you may say there's going to be about $26,000 or so, maybe, left to spend.
How much will I have left to be?
Something. I didn't look at these right here, but it doesn't really matter because there's so much left.
Can you let me know at some point?
Yeah.
Right. If we don't spend it, it goes into
reserve. Not a bad thing.
Yeah, because it's a general fund.
You know, we need to...
It doesn't reduce taxes anymore or anything like that.
I have two projects that I want to do. One is about $9,000, the other one's about $7,000.
There it goes.
What are they?
Pavilion. Stating.
Yeah.
Power wash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Walkway from the pavilion to the porta potties.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. the birch tree by
the
clear gun right away.
What?
That one, that birch tree that
the
keeps
tree
that
fell
in the water?
No, that's a fish habitat.
Oh,
okay.
No,
I
got it. Well, the problem with that thing, you know, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that asking about what you're doing there and why you're not pursuing the property rights for the association.
Can we talk about that on property?
Yeah. That's it, unless anyone else has any questions about this. As of today, Peggy's getting the computer and I'm done. I'll be still assisting her.
You're okay, right.
We've been working on it together for a couple months,
and
it's just that she's along.
Thank you.
Before you hang up, then.
I'm sure going to be helping her.
Well, I don't know who to ask this question to and when I should ask, but I'm going to ask it now. We have an account with True Value. We have an account with Chargeback. I want to
Shagbark.
I want to get one of our traffic and supply.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that?
You would set it up. You would go set up the account.
Well, it's not online. It's a business account. But I mean, I've never done that before.
The only thing you would want to make sure is they mail the invoices to the P.O. box.
Right.
And then she would get them and she would
pay them. And I explain that all to them, but it sounds like they're going to give us a credit card to be on file, but then they will bill the association.
Well,
so, I mean, I'm sure they're
going to
need... Pardon me?
They want a credit card on file?
Well, I mean, I'm sure that's what the way... I think that's the way they do it.
No, that's not. She's asking if they need a credit card on file.
No.
He's saying that it's going to be like you're going to create a credit card. Like you have a Home Depot credit card or a Kohl's credit card.
They're going to give us an account.
Tractor Supply credit card.
Okay, but you don't actually need the card.
Gotcha.
But I mean, I would have to assume that there's a lot of banking numbers that they need.
No.
Not if you're just setting up a... charge account to mail you a bill. No.
No, it's just like...
Shagbark didn't need one, and Ace Hardware didn't need one.
Those are mom and pop places.
So we're just going to pay within 30 days, so we're going to pay by check.
Okay.
And if they don't get if you don't get your check with you, give them the invoices within 30 days, they're going to cut you off. So that's what's going to happen.
Okay. I'll look into it more.
Okay.
And I'll give you a call on you, Peggy.
And I just wanted to ask and make sure we are all set with Peggy on the duties thing. I mean, we had a lengthy conversation about it a while ago regarding the checks that come in from the tax collector and whatnot. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page with that.
I think Ed and I talked tonight, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
We'll figure out.
Yeah, I think
Okay, as long as you're good with it, Peggy.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, that's it for treasure. Thank you. Okay, so committee report. Lisa, you want to talk about the bylaws?
Yeah, I'll be quick. So I was approached by one of the members of the association about Article 11, Powers and Duties Committee, property. That part four that we changed the grammar on because it was just a grammatical nightmare. And she said to me that by taking out the dialogue that says to minimize the impact of roads on lake as soon as possible in the spring, that's how it read. What she said her concern was that we removed the intent because some years ago when she was on bylaws committee, they had worked with the town to make sure the town does come in and suck up the sand out of the pits and sweep the sand. I read that, and I mean, all these years later, I can't be the only one who didn't get any of that out of that statement. So what we did was we changed it to work with the town and these tasks, maintain the roads in passable and satisfactory condition. This should be addressed every spring. I think that we still cover that. I just don't know who actually, I talked with Gary Peterson, and it's not like he prompts the town every year to come and do that task. I think that they may have swept last year, but they didn't suck out the pit, I guess, that's what they do. So Anyway, I'm just letting you know that was all I was approached on, was that we may have taken it out. And then there's we spelled the word wrong. Passable, I-B-L-E, does not mean passable, A-B-L-E. I don't think it's a big deal if I just change that I to an A. I don't think that we have to reissue this bylaw. But that's the only thing I have on the current bylaw. Does anybody have any questions for me?
No.
On the bylaw?
No.
No. Nope. Thank you.
That's all I've got for bylaw.
Thanks, Lisa. Do you want to talk about nominating while you're here? Then you can go, or...
Sure. All I have to say about that is that I have approached Nancy, myself, and Karen have all been in contact. I have to get with somebody either on the board or how last year there was a form that I kept seeing in the newsletter that if you were interested in nominating, self-nominating, or being considered to be nominated for the vote, you would fill this form out. If I could have access to that form, or and then who do I contact for an email blast if we want to remind people that they can, if they're interested in throughout the summer, if they're interested in being on the board.
Lisa, this is Jason. I do the email blast.
And I did one.
Yeah, and
okay.
We did one.
Yeah.
Oh,
Brownie. Okay. Is anybody familiar with that form? I mean, I can go back on Pat's newsletter to find it.
It might be on the website.
Well, I think I set up a thing for the nominating committee in Google Drive, Lisa, and I'll give you access to it. So
okay.
We'll see if what you're looking for is on there, okay?
Okay. Okay. So there's that, and then I was approached by somebody who asked, who actually said, well, geez, nobody wants to run against...
I'm just doing quality control.
Nobody wants to run against somebody who, just because their term is up, I mean, these are our neighbors, that's what they said, nobody wants to run. But if there's somebody this year who's actually knowing that they want to step down, that information might be valuable for someone who feels like, I don't want to run against somebody to compete with somebody, but if somebody's going to actually interested in stepping down, then... I would step up. So there's that statement from one of the members. So if any of the four people who are up for term end are interested in stepping down, is it kosher for me to ask you to tell me? I don't know.
Yeah.
You can, and when I give you that, there's a whole little instruction sheet, Lisa,
okay.
on the Google Drive for the nominating committee. And one of the things it says is to contact the four people whose terms are up directly.
Perfect.
So you can ask them directly if they're going to run or not.
I don't know if you can...
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Thank you. I'll definitely look at that. And then we will schedule our first meeting with the two ladies that I'm talking with, Nancy and Karen. It's probably going to be a weekend thing because I work somebody else. Anyway, weekends seem to be when everybody's going to be in, and we want to do it in person. So that would be the last thing I have to say about nominating committee, but I have an additional question for Lori, who will be here. She wants to know if there's any restrictions for committees relative to using a virtual meeting. Like if somebody can't make a meeting, can they dial in? I know that it was a COVID thing for you guys, for the board, but is there any restrictions for the committees to use virtual dial-in?
Not anymore, Lisa. We just got that email this weekend from our attorney that it's been signed into Connecticut law that we can all just meet virtually now, so there's no law against it. So
okay.
Hopefully we're going to talk
right.
about that tonight among
Good.
The board and see
and
what they want to, how they want to move forward.
Okay, because she's not looking to have her meetings virtually. There's one person that can't make the first one, but she wants to have it virtual just so that person can attend. That's all she wanted to know. Thank you.
Yep.
That's all I have.
All right, Lisa, before you hang up, Kathy, did you share that nominating committee share drive with Lisa? Does she have access to the document she needs as she's chairing that committee?
Not yet. I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And so make sure that she was in there.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is budget committee. So Lori couldn't be here. She's driving to Florida. She does have a committee formed. Did she tell you? Oh, Lisa left. Okay. She does have a committee form. She's gotten all the stuff from Dave, who chaired the budget committee last year, and she's on top of it. So,
great.
It's all good.
When do they
figure out the budget. So they're doing the budget now for July is just coming in.
Right.
Okay.
And then they present it at the June meeting, right? And then we vote on it.
August.
And then we vote on it at the August
meeting. Next year.
For next year.
Yeah, for 2023,
2024.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, if we don't do the playground, it'll be 24, 25 by the time that, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think they're good. I feel good that they're all where they're supposed to be.
I'm sure Lori knows the timeline from, so the solid timeline
mm-hmm.
from last year.
Yeah, no, she's on top of it.
Yeah.
So, any comments or questions about budget? Okay. Mr. Pelton?
All right, let me take a couple of minutes and bring you up to speed on what's happened the last couple of months and a major timeline shift I learned about today.
Oh, boy.
back in March, Corinne and I met with the two contractors that expressed interest. We met at the dam. We shared with them Carl Asimovic's dam repair report from December of 2019, asked a lot of questions of them. They asked a lot of questions of us. And the consensus is that they all got to, independent of the two, we didn't meet together. We picked different dates so they weren't overlapping. It's less expensive to do both spillways concurrently. Do one, then do the other, rather than mobilize, demobilize, mm-hmm. and whatever. Projected timeline, 4 months to do both spillways. You need to draw down the lake 8 to 10 inches.
Oh.
Both recommended starting after Labor Day, when the recreational season is quasi over at the lake, as opposed to the spring, when there is a spring thaw, spring rain, spring whatever,
right.
And unless there's a hurricane in September, their recommendation is to look at that post-Labor Day window of time. Both contractors know and respect Carl Asimovic, our engineer guy, and they will need engineered drawings to actually do the construction. If you remember from the dam report, there were schematics and things that needed to be done, but now for them to get shovels in the ground, they really need specific engineered drawings. But we asked for an estimate. Okay, give us a shot of your best guesstimate of what it's going to be now, with the proviso that when you see the engineered plans, adjustments can be made. MacNick came in at 115K. And Schumach came in at 128K. So there's a little bit of a difference. And so what I then did was to reach out to the dam committee and say, I need two guys to work with these contractors and just make sure we're comparing oranges to oranges and apples to apples and kind of get a sense of what each contractor has in mind for the scope of work. And Wolf Costa from the east side and Tom Terrell from this side stepped up, and they're starting to make arrangements to meet with the contractors to get down in the weeds, pun intended. Today I reached out to Carl Asimovic and said, what's it going to cost to create the engineered drawings, knowing I was coming tonight, and how long is it going to take, and when do you think we'll get shovels in the ground? He will send me a proposal next week for the cost. It's going to take him 4 months to do the drawings. DEP approval takes 6 to 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Inland wetlands takes 2 months. We're looking fall 2022,
23.
Fall
23. Mm-hmm. Are we rebuilding? Are we fixing?
We're fixing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then other issues.
Yeah.
There's concerns there.
Repairing. Yeah.
Storm repair.
Yeah. We are repairing, and I probably used the wrong syntax when I made the original pitch in restoring the dam.
Yep.
And that got taken out of context and took a right and a left and whatever. So when they give you lemons, you make lemonade and move forward.
Yes.
So, the time frame was a real sticker shock for me today. While Ed's here, is the dam repair money there, or do we need to have appropriations and fund that for a 2023 payout?
Well,
Well, the remember the town has, if the budget goes through, I can't remember where the town is on it. The town's going to give us $50,000. All right. So we have enough without any commitments to any other projects.
Okay.
We have enough money in the reserves to cover it. Now that would take us down.
Let me interrupt for a second. I mean, I don't want to go if. Do we have enough? Does the association have enough money to do it? I don't care about the town. If the town gives us money, that's all.
Well, no, but that was a part of selling the project.
I get
the
that.
The town will live up to their commitment. At this rate, it appears with the
but it'll be 30,000.
No, it's still 25 and 25.
15 and 15.
I'm sorry, 30,000.
Yeah.
30,000 is now.
If
right.
The budget passes on.
If the budget passes.
Which is
yes.
Which
we do have enough in the reserves to do that, right? And if you're talking with the time frame on a DEP, 6 months is optimistic.
Yeah, 6 to 9.
Probably 9 months to a year before. And especially because it's a repair, you know, and they don't have any staff, you know, they're going to have to but we should. And then remember, we have in the 22-23, we have 10,000
right.
That's in the budget for capital, and depending on what the budget committee does, remember, we were funding at the rate of 25 a year back then. Back, we cut it back to 10,000, but in terms of doing this 23-24, you know, we would have some more money. I assume we put some more on the operating budget to fund capital. So there should be enough to cover 128,000.
We have to spend it, and then they'll give us our money.
Yeah, we have to spend the money first, then they reimburse it.
So the numbers that were quoted for the estimate to be done starting this Labor Day are obviously going to get bumped up, call it what you want, supply chain, yada, 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 yada. So we don't know what the 2023 number is, but as long as we've got money socked away to work in that direction, that's really good news. I don't know the number from Carl to do the engineered plans yet. As soon as I get that, we'll pass that along. My recommendation is we get the plans in the kitty, done, ready to go. We reach out to the two contractors and say, okay, timeline reality check. We're going to bump this project to 2023 or fall of 2023. Spring of 2023, I'm going to knock on your door, get a revised estimate with the engineered plans for what the final lockdown number is, and we proceed fall of 2023. And then after we've run the regulatory gauntlet.
Is it possible with a commitment to them to ask them to hold the price?
We can ask, but if I was the owner, I'd say not a chance to help.
No.
There's no harm to ask.
No, right? I know.
There's no downside.
Right.
And if they were really smart, they said, well, we need a 5% annual accelerator, that's fine. But we can go to that dance and make that work. While we have some extra time as this project is evolving, part of the visit with the two contractors identified that the head walls, the brick work right up against the road on the north side of each spillway, has been eroded by runoff from Haywardville Road. That's a town issue that the town should allegedly repair. In our eyes, as we met with the contractor.
The head walls.
Right. So, with the board's permission, I would like the dam committee to proceed in that direction. We could be told, go pound sand. We could be told, we'll do it in the fall. We have no money. Pick an answer, any answer you want to. But we would like the board's authorization to at least knock on the door and say, go fix our head walls. Oh, by the way, the south head wall on the eastern spillway, which we don't own, is owned by the town, needs to get fixed too. No, but that's the town's number.
No, that's the town's number.
The head walls were never included in what we asked for in terms of money.
Right.
They,
Right.
So that $30,000 relates only to the repair of the dam.
Right.
Jason, two questions. Just,
sure.
I don't remember. You said 115 or 128?
Yeah.
What was it last year when we went to those numbers? I don't have it in front of me.
350?
High two.
Yeah. So it came down a lot.
Well, we don't know, until they sit with an engineer, I wouldn't get excited about that.
My second question was, I'm all for it, and proceed how you say, but I would assume the engineering plans are going to be like $20,000 or something.
No clue.
Do we need to get approval from the association to spend $20,000 on something they may vote down to not even do in the future? Just a concern. I don't mind doing it, but
we can bring it up at the June meeting. We'll have the proposal. And it, candidly, it's the key to the lock to get this project going.
Yeah. I know they wanted us to do the research.
I thought there was still 10,000 in reserves for this project.
There is 10,000 in reserves.
So you just have to
specifically for the dam.
Yeah. I just want to make sure we cover ourselves that way. Someone doesn't say, what are you spending this? You didn't even want the dam.
Last time, the whole issue was the fair workers.
Right.
We are now talking a different language.
We got hijacked by Adam. That's what happened last year.
So I think the presentation that in terms of, you know, the repair is going to cost you so much is very different to the replacing with that.
What is the town responsible for? Because they own the road, right?
And the headwalls are the brickwork right up against the road. And if you look, go by, you'll see that the guardrails have eroded six inches down, and that erosion is part of caused deterioration on the headwalls on the two northern spillways.
Okay.
Haywardville Road kind of does one of these as it comes by Corinne's house, and it washes right down. So
we did bring them to their attention. We recommended, and which we presented to them, was a new drain with storm sewer to get it out. Their answer was filled in the gut with trap rock, and they put a layer of asphalt on it, which the asphalt will be gone completely in another, you know, heavy rainstorm. Mm-hmm.
There's no downside to knocking on the door and saying, you got to fix your headlock.
Right. And they did only on one side. And they did on next to your property.
Yeah, because I was after him for a year.
But on the other side, they didn't do anything. So that side eroded even further now. So that's what
they did. I think because of what they did on my side now.
It's
and I don't know if you made this point, and maybe you didn't, I apologize. Is, you know, we talked to two vendors. There was a third out there that I know you reached out to, and but they're big time. They want 10 of our dams to do it, even, right? I don't know if you made that point. And the two vendors that we did talk to, there's not a lot of other people to talk to.
Sure.
So if you hear from people, well, how come you didn't talk to five or six people? They don't exist out there. So they should know that.
They got a name spring forward.
So back to Jason's question. So we'd be pretty much spending $10,000 more than we already have set aside for that.
We don't know what the number is.
I know for a house plan it was $40,000 for an engineered house plan in Rhode Island. So let's say that's pretty safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that going to be a problem, like you said?
And I don't know if it will be, and I don't have a problem with it, but
we'll be no one to get the note from.
Yeah, I suggest it's an agenda item at the June meeting to have that first shot across the bow, talk about the delay of game, talk about the process of how the dominoes are going to fall, and candidly, without engineered drawings, we got nothing. We're dead in the water.
Well, I'm sure you'll eloquently put it in.
Write the check, damn it.
But I mean, can we vote at the June meeting?
You can't,
right?
You still have to go to the June meeting.
Yeah.
However, at least you can get a sense of what the...
Can you do a special appropriation at the June meeting?
Are we just reallocating the funds to pay for it?
But it's got to have member approval.
Right. No.
Can we take some money
that we have left over in the budget this year and call it property?
Yeah, use it for anything.
Well, let's get a price from him.
Yeah.
None of the stuff
well,
we can't do. It's
well,
just what's the perception to
the...
The thing is, we're in the May meeting, so the next meeting is June.
Yeah.
Right. And I know Tim will get that information to us as soon as he can, but we don't...
Look at the timeline. Carl says it's going to take him 4 months to to do the plan. We in June we have the first shot across the bow.
Yep.
June, July, August, September. He wants 10% down of X dollars. By the time we get to the final proposal number, it's going to be the August meeting for ramifications. So we might have to hit the cookie jar for a little bit of a down payment to keep Carl going. But candidly, I don't want to lose 4 months.
No, but his question was if we spend this money and then it gets voted down at the August meeting, well, we have to call it.
We're
the board. I mean, we have to.
Yeah.
It was a good question.
I don't want to spend it.
At some point.
Yeah.
Well,
we saw what happened, so.
It's going to be included in the total vote in August. So,
And the point's already been made that the number's already half of what number everybody choked on last year. So loosen up that wall a little bit. We got to front load the system. We got to have a down payment of XL. Or he may even have a payment plan. 10, 10, 10, and 10. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see that in the proposal.
We got to be strict about when Tim talks. Nobody else, Adam was out of order.
Well, we're not.
And we just can't entertain that this year at all.
It is what it is. You deal with the hand you're dealt.
Right.
We've lost some time. That's the only harm.
Yeah.
And the dam is not going to wash away tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam, I didn't get it at all since, he sort of offered to participate in the committee.
Well, I'll be kind and say, I've communicated every opportunity to participate in this exercise since September. Nobody.
Just like when he was on the board.
Good to know because
And I understand some people are in Florida. I understand some people could care less. I understand some people thought this was a hot button. But the heavy lifting has been done by three people.
Right.
And between us, fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to have a horse called a zebra because it was designed by committee.
And just one other, when they talk about drawing down the lake, they talk about making like a cofferdam, so it would really just affect people. I think it's just a couple of us, right? They're not talking about drawing down. Just so you're clear.
I think they
talk about drawing down.
They want to get the lake beneath the spillway, so when they start and there's a storm like tonight. All of a sudden, they're having cement trying to set up, and the lake comes up.
It is the whole lake.
But,
it's not the whole lake. That's not my understanding.
Was your understanding the whole lake?
Yeah.
I thought they were talking about cost.
Well, again, it's far enough downstream.
No, I just want rumors to start.
We can get our arms around it.
Right.
But also, if it's drawn down October 15th,
doesn't matter.
Some of us might say, "Oh, great! I got that chance to do some weeding."
No.
Yes.
The only thing on drawdowns, DEP controls that, so you need to apply for a permit.
I'm sure they
These guys are dam gurus,
they
talk more about dam stuff than I could possibly. Remember if I had a paper board.
Right?
Yeah. And you know what? Both really nice guys.
Yeah.
Down to earth. Keep it simple, stupid, because you're dealing with rookies.
Right.
Yes, we answer that question every time, but they did so politely, professionally, and I was impressed with both Tom and Jack.
Good deal.
But the big story is pump downstream.
Another year.
Kicking the can down the road.
Yep.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay.
There goes
will you be able to put something in for our June newsletter, our first newsletter that goes out?
Would you like a Tom Clancy novel or something a little bit less?
Somebody's got a wedding in June. Not him, but somebody in his family.
I will put together a synopsis of this in a paragraph.
Perfect.
As an adjunct to the newsletter that went out in the spring packet.
Yeah, spring
packet. Okay. Great. Here are my notes.
Great. Perfect.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you very
much.
Thanks, Tim.
Work in progress.
I'm glad those East Shore people put in their time.
Well, if you want to blow your own horn, the people that do all the deep water testing and scribing and working with the consultant, I mean, they're all East Side people.
Excuse me.
We have a new recruit this year.
New recruit? Excuse me. She's almost on the East Side, but she's still one of us.
Yeah. She pays full of dues. So.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, right. Thank you. Angela, you want to talk to us?
Sure. I don't really have a lot, and if I forget anything, just jump in. We have a volunteer who's taking over the carnival games. She reached out to Cindy. I've talked to her via email. I'm trying to connect her with the offer. Kind of sure, I'm not 100% sure if they've connected yet. I'll follow up and make sure that that's moving forward. We've had a couple of calendar changes and additions coming in. There was a change in a band for July because the band that Evan booked was no longer able to join us. So Perry Storage, who's been with us in the past, is going to be coming in July. Lisa Rogers is looking to add another night to the calendar for another family event. And that's pretty much all I have, I think. Did I forget anything?
Savage Brothers.
Oh, you got them?
Yeah. Sunday of Labor Day?
Usually,
right? Huh?
Okay. Usually,
right?
Well,
we usually have a Saturday.
Well, I mean, that weekend, right?
Yeah, Sunday.
We're
not paying for it.
What? Wow.
She's got her ways.
Now, Linda Abel is donating through a way of saying thank you to everybody for being so kind.
Nice.
Check the box.
Very nice. Thank you, Miss Angela. Okay, let's talk about the birds.
No. I just heard them.
Well, go shoot them, for God's sake.
So, after that one was sick and died, it was, what was it? I sent you a video, like two nights later, that one guy was in our yard.
They mate for life.
Honking through our yard, like walked down the driveway. It's the strangest thing.
He's looking for his mate. They mate for life.
But I didn't know he'd come up this far.
Doesn't everybody?
So we have the one, yeah, he's wandering around by himself. Yeah. He's kind of hanging on to others because... That's it. He's a widow. He's going to be by himself. I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm so frustrated. We have four adults that between them have eight babies. I went down to Second Beach today, and there's two adults with six more babies.
How many times did she come out in her kayak?
She's been out quite a few times.
How many?
I don't know.
Sure?
I drive around every day. Almost every day.
Well, I thought it was her. She was the one that was supposed to be in the kayak on the lake.
She's in the kayak. She was just down the other day and did not find a nest.
Has she found any?
Not this year, no.
Oh, we're getting sneaky, right?
Uh-huh. I believe some of them are over by the ice house. And that...
All the trip.
You can't even get a kayak in there anymore. So her and I talked today. I mean, I must talk to this woman like every couple of days. So we're talking about a drone. Ooh. That might help next year. I have installed trail cameras at each beach.
Okay.
Which means that every couple of days I go down, well, Phil helped me set them up. Every couple of days I go down and I switch out the SD cards, and what that does, it lets me know when they're there, so we know when she can come out. Problem is she can't harass people. They're federally protected with the baby, and when they can't fly, she can't harass them. We can...
Sure.
gently push them out. With the trail cameras, I need help, and I'm hoping you and you can help me. Saturday mornings, I need them shut off because there's just too much activity on weekends. There'll be staff pictures all day.
I don't know, where is it?
I have right on the Levi Hayward side. You need a little step ladder. I'll show you how to do it.
Yep.
If you guys, please, use the help. Because I'm down there every other day switching out the SD cards, and then I have to take it home, and I have to put it in my computer, and I have to go through all the pictures.
Mm.
I have alternate SD cards to put in.
Is it helpful to you, whatever the pictures are that you get?
So far I haven't caught them.
Really?
I catch people. But since there's been... When I went down to Second Beach...
Where, huh?
I know. When I went down to Second Beach today, they were there, but I didn't take the SD card, so I don't want to do that. So hopefully that caught them. So I chased them. They went over across Gola. I don't know. It's just, it's very, very frustrating to put all this time into it and still end up with all these babies.
Is it ever going to be like a losing battle?
I'm ready to quit.
Yeah, don't
that's
beat
how
yourself
much,
up, because it is a tough
thing. That's how much. How
I know, that's why I'm asking that.
I am ready to quit.
Stacey has a question.
Two things. The fence. Which
well,
we used to do with the orange. It works, but the problem is they just go to other properties that are on fences. But it keeps them off the beach, at least.
I saw a bunch last year come in, and they landed right on the first beach. So the fence is the big fence is kind of a moot point for all of that.
They walk under. So the fencing that Lynette... Not my farm, it's about this tall and about 100 feet each. My husband came up with the idea, because I'm like, if you just thought I'd take them down and put them up all day, I know you guys are both against it.
I think it would be electrification.
No, there's no electric. Well, no.
That was the first email, and then she followed up.
Yeah,
not
it's not electric.
Oh, I'd make
it's
it
no
electric.
It's no charge. It's just...
Kindle.
It's just the fence.
Right.
So, Dennis suggested is staggering them, like put one and then one back a little further and then one up, you know, with a gap so you can walk through.
What's going to stop the geese from walking through?
Because they will not walk like this. They need a line of sight. They want a straight line.
I have some of that green netting fence on the dam on my side, and they get you that they hate it.
They don't like it.
Yeah. We tried it. We've had fencing this fall before. It's still up in the pavilion. It's the orange. It's like
the
hurricane
the
fencing.
But that kept them off.
We had it. We did it many years ago, but it was a real pain.
Well,
we
also have to block off the grass there.
But I don't think there's any perfect solution.
No, but
trying to mitigate the shift.
At least with the string, you can. When the kids want to go in the water, they can drop the string down.
We can do this. We would have to roll it up.
Yeah, right.
So after we replace this.
Realistically, do you see that happening?
And get rid of the grass in front of the pavilion.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I've been trying to do for the last year.
But it's not
just
grass.
Oh, you have? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
Oh, I was looking
for that. He and I talked about putting the
gravel or
stone.
Yeah.
And a little
beach.
Beach?
Right, the fence.
Yeah.
We talked about putting more of an attractive fence, but it would definitely block people off from the water. We just block that whole part in. Kind of like what's across from you.
You're talking about only first beach, right?
Yeah. That's a test.
You know, one of the things, and I know this is the most controversial one, and the issue is I think a couple people are very vocal about it, but as a whole, maybe the association, again, if explained correctly, as with the dam, the euthanasia, when it's done, how it's planned, they said they give the geese to the homeless shelters or whatever for food.
They donate
and all
the
stuff.
Meat.
They donate the meat, so... Anyone that complains about killing the geese but eats hamburgers and hot dogs, you know what I mean? If it's presented in that whole way...
What I have found out, that it is not easy to get a permit from the EEP to euthanize them. You have to prove you've spent someone's much money, you've tried all this stuff, you've tested your water consistently, and you have to do it for years.
Okay.
They're not just going to give you, you know, if I call them up now and say I want this permit, they're not going to give it to me.
Okay.
So, we could get to that point someday.
But I mean, we have been testing our water for years.
We have.
I mean,
but we have not been, we have not hired somebody before to add a life up until last year.
We haven't closed the beaches for it a lot because of them.
Right. They were closed more last year, I think, than they have in the recent history.
I also, Lynette,
are we keeping track of all of that somewhere?
It's in the budget.
Are we keeping track of how often we're closing them?
The beaches?
If Mike kept his spreadsheet last year, it would be on there, but not sure we have it for last year, but this year we will.
That would be a good
thing to
have.
Can you kind of deduce who the person?
Can you deduce to what?
The recent cause.
Closing the beach, yeah.
Yeah, we don't even know.
Yeah.
I mean,
right, you don't know coming from the farm or the...
Are they getting it from the farm?
Well, if it was second beach and third beach, how would it be coming from the farm? I don't know.
I chased them on first beach the other day. I chased them on second beach today.
Okay.
Lynette is more than willing to come and do a presentation. I need to find a date. I hope to coordinate it with a place called Hope. But she's away that weekend in Indiana getting certified for geese medication.
That would have been good to work together, yeah.
June 11th is your artisan fair. Do you have any idea how long that goes?
Well, it's 11 to 3. So
I could do after that because then we got a band.
Yeah, we just have to clean up. You know, it ends at 3, so breaking down, give us another hour.
I'd like to get it in.
Do you have a lot of paper for that?
July.
Elizabeth,
I'd also like to invite the other side.
Sure.
Oh. Yeah.
They have horns. They breathe fire.
The people
they
on
have
your,
warts.
The people on your side that complain about the horns. I mean, the last couple of days on Facebook, I just find Lynette, not Meg Farm, but let me. She said, you're getting frustrated. Let me do this. Mm. I stepped away from my phone for like 3 days.
Oh, was she the one that put that whole one?
Ah.
I read it.
Yeah, I read that too.
Who did it. I thought it was
she said, let me do it.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah.
Was,
she still got crap. But anyway, she thinks that that this is one family unit that is here. You know, same family unit from last year. Mm-hmm. That is here, the six adults. She also suggests, when she does this presentation, she will explain this, how to find nests. And the problem is they're building nests in April, and nobody else is here for the most part.
Yeah, so at the April meeting, we had only 3 residents. Now we got how many in May?
So what she would like to do is do a nest hunt next April.
Perfect.
She will show us what to look for. We'll get as many people together as we can,
mm-hmm.
and we walk along properties.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to make sure we don't have an issue with people with looking at the property.
We talked about it last time.
We did.
About getting permission from...
And I got permission from the people up and down near me, and I walked those properties. There was no nest.
What's your sense of... Don't you think they're nesting up?
We're also getting walk downs from the farm.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why he stopped it.
I watched them last year.
Yeah.
I watched a family of 14 walk down this road. They cut through the yards. They will walk up to a mile to 2 miles to get them.
Really?
Even though there's a pond up there, they got better food down here. So I watched them. I'm sitting at the beach going, oh, no, you don't.
But then that makes me feel is it kind of pointless because we could get rid of every single nest at the lake and then
we're
going to walk
down.
But
if we get the ones that come back every year and nest at our lake, we will eliminate that part. We can't. I don't know what to do about the farm.
Yeah. Is it just one body of water at the farm?
Yes, just one pond.
Can we include them in the nest hunt? Can we ask?
I'm sure Allegra would be
that's what I'm saying. So why not Yeah. Why not broaden our field?
Well,
then,
the problem at that farm, I thought you meant at the cold spring.
No, I think only Allegra has a pond.
Yeah.
So we can improve that in the next one, no? If they will allow us to.
Yeah.
I don't see why we wouldn't ask.
You can ask
their dad. I would talk to John Senior. John Junior was never receptive when I tried to talk to him.
Right.
But John Senior, I think, might be a little more cooperative to letting us.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, circle back. What's the bottom line on the geese? Well, I know. Besides the next hunt next April.
I need more money so that I can have her come out more often. Because that's part of why I didn't. Why she hasn't come out as much as she should have, and why I've been driving around.
And at this point, we're not looking for nests, we're looking to scare them off.
We're looking to keep them off the beaches and properties at this point. Wow. I mean, there's only so much I can do with pieces of private property.
Right.
I tried to explain what kind of grass.
But the nesting right now would be done.
Pretty much.
Yeah, the babies are getting big.
I mean, we obviously have some left over in the budget.
Which is why
thousand.
I thought
that's
I
my opinion. We have a couple thousand.
Which
you
is
know.
Why I thought I would buy fencing.
Well,
and
what are people's opinion on the fencing?
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
That's just me.
I don't care for it either.
I don't mind keeping it up all year for a couple years until it gets rid of the issue, and then you don't have to.
What if I got volunteers to take it down and put it up? I mean, that's what we do now.
Yeah, but take it down when?
In the morning and put it back up at night.
Every day.
I think that's going to be
on all three beaches.
Just for a cement.
Oh, for a cement.
Why don't
you
guys
find
the
bottom of
your
green?
I don't think it will. I think it'll be hard to take it down here. Because it works a hard thing.
I think if it's up, I think it needs to stay up. And maybe some sort of gate issues put up one side. But again, that's just a.
You can't just put a gate. You need to stagger it.
I was going to say, if you're going to do it, the staggering idea is
the
good idea.
I do like the staggering idea.
You know?
That would be the way to do it.
Right.
Because you can't.
Yeah.
Even with. If you're planting grass, if you've got plants that. Don't make a straight path if you're lakefront, if you're waterfront. Make a stagger.
So,
I also need to get more volunteers.
So I guess the first question is, can she buy the fencing, or do people not want to?
It's Oh, God, what did she say?
Well, is it 100, 500, or 1,000, approximately?
I think it was 100 and something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
For 100 feet. I forget.
If you're going to stagger it, how far up, where are you starting it? What's the width you're going, I guess?
In front of the boat launch as well, or?
Are you going out in front of the whole beach?
And grass and the boat launch?
How about the curb that has to rake the beach?
It's got to be removed every morning,
right?
Before the beach is raked, then, and then put back up after the beach is raked.
It's going to go in the water, like right on the water. And
yeah, but you rake right down through the water. You rake in the water.
I rake in the water.
Yeah, I do too. When I use the tractor, I go right in the water with it.
Unless we don't rake the beach.
I don't have any answers. I'm just
Absolutely.
Which is why I put it out there.
Yeah.
I could have Lynette come down and tell us what she thinks.
Well, did she give you the fence idea?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was just here the other day. I mean, it's how to set it up.
Oh. Well, so does anybody want to spend a few dollars and try the fence on the first beach? I mean, I want to stay out of it because I don't have a problem with the beach, so you guys decide.
You didn't want your driveway the other night.
But you know what? I've always just considered
we have a lot of fencing down
the lake, and you wear sandals. I know. It doesn't bother me.
I'm not, myself, I'm not for it.
And those two are. What do you guys think?
I'll support your wife.
I don't know. She's worked so hard on
that.
Right.
That's my point. It's not a big cost, you know, but
It's not. I don't think it's the money. I think.
I don't think it's the money.
You want to have a fence lined up across first.
No, I know. Well, it doesn't tell like what she's going to do.
Right. I can tell you how many fences that are in the shed, and also down in the storage shed.
Right.
That you want fence? We got fence.
No, so we've already tried.
But it's that bright orange winter.
It doesn't matter.
No. We got some of that, and then we got some of the nice. Nice stuff, the little white
the
things.
The white
and then we have, there's some wire fencing down there.
Over the years,
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember those.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when the dumpster comes.
Do you want to take a look at what fence we have? Or
can I look at what you have? I know what you're going
to. Yeah.
I mean, if it's just a trial thing, and you can try what we have, and then if it works, buy the better stuff or whatever.
Phil and I were going to get together this week maybe and go through that fencing anyway. We've got way more up there than we're ever going to use, so we're going to pull aside what we need for the carnival, and the rest of it we're going to get rid of.
Well, just try it, Evelyn, and see what the reaction is from the rest of the association members. So that will tell you how it's going to go.
I already know how it's. There's always the same people that show up with their beer bottles at the beach.
Yeah.
Are the ones that are going to complain about
them. Yes. Well, it's you have to see how many people complain, not the regulars. You know what I'm saying? If it's just the regulars, then you can ignore it.
But I'm still going to get that fencing that you and I talked about for the grass area.
You know.
Well, I agree again. I think we should just look into ripping up all that grass and putting a sand over there.
Are you
talking? They're eating on the sand at Second Beach. That's where they were today.
I know they are.
Yeah, I don't think it's grass or sand. It's different. When you talk about ripping up the grass, you're talking in front of the wall or the patio area?
I would love to see the grass in front of the wall. I would love to see that all gone in grass. And actually in the patio area, all that gone and put a nice little paver system up there.
I like the in front, I think great, make it beach. The patio, I think it's nice having some grass, some green there. But
let's stick on the culture topic here, because we got a long way to go, guys.
We do.
We spent a lot of time on these birds.
I will look and see what you got. I'll
just
be right
there. Okay. And just do it.
Just
do it and try it.
Yeah.
Well, if they've got something that's similar.
We'll take a look.
Let me look at it, and I'm going to get Lynette down and see where she thinks it would work best.
Okay.
And you have to be okay to go spend money on it.
Yes, you need to.
I have money.
Let's
move on.
So, Ed, are you doing the biodetention?
Biodetention, we advertised for bids. We sent out packages to two vendors. We're waiting for a response. We've got three more that we're hoping will be interested so that we can send them the package.
When do you anticipate breaking ground?
Are we on a good timeline or no? Are we behind?
I thought you said it was going to be done by this.
As soon as we get a good bid back, we can break. We might have to do a special board meeting if you want to approve it, but then we would get them started immediately because we're on a tight timetable the end of July, we've got to be done.
Okay. Right.
We lose the 16-5.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you think it's going to happen?
No, I'm not saying that yet. I'm not saying. Let's wait and get the...
So what did we send out? 5 proposals for bids?
No, we sent out 2 that were requested because...
And we didn't get them yet?
No. But they're working. I think they're working on it.
They better work fast.
Yeah. Well,
they know there's a deadline for us to do it.
Yeah.
So. It has to be done. But once it's started, it's not going to take long, right? It's like
2 weeks.
Okay. Any questions about the?
No.
Okay. Did you nominate the Jigs Playground property, Philip?
That me?
Things are looking very good. We got the swim lines in at a group of guys on Saturday. You know, docks are out. Tennis courts are all set up. Painted lines.
Forgot my swan.
I've been in contact, and we got the, also we have the two contracts for the garbage, not for the garbage, for the mowing for the next 5 years.
That's all. Amazing.
And the porta potty for the next 2 years. They did come down and clean them. Yep. They did a fantastic job on those porta potties. Yep. Next year I'm going to have them do the enclosures also where the porta potties are. Mm-hmm. Because those are just starting to look like crap. I'm in contact with Chris, our garbage guy, to try to, we're looking at moving the garbage pickup to Monday.
Permanently, right?
Permanently, instead of Fridays. We'll do the second pickup on Fridays instead of Monday.
That's good. Yeah.
Makes more sense. He was about 85-90% that he could do it. I'm looking for your input also. I mean, I don't know what you guys think about it.
My question is, do we need Friday?
Well, it's what's in the summer?
In the summer you do. The lobsters?
Yeah.
Monday's
great for their.
We tried with trash cans on sitting on.
Years ago, we tried multiple times to get it switched to Monday, but we always got a no from them.
Chris's father.
So,
Chris's got to know how to do it, man. Yeah. You got to know how to work it. Yeah, work the system.
There you go.
Smooth Phil.
Good job, Phil.
Good job.
But no, I think that other than that, I was still having trouble with the climbers on the tennis courts. I bought a new one. I'm good.
Yeah, both the tractors should be up and running this week.
If I can convince Lee, you're going to get our old tractor for the beach.
Oh, wow.
He just got a new tractor, and he insists on keeping it. He goes, well, I might film it, but I might need it. I might need it.
You let me know, all
right? Yeah, right. That'd be fine.
Thanks, Phil.
One other thing. As far as the tractors go, we have Bill Taylor's granddaughter. I'm gonna let her drive the tractor if she wants to on second beach, third beach. She's 16 years old. She went to class to learn how to drive big tractors. She wants to be a thing. I believe she has a license. So my thought process is, 16 years old, you can do it. I don't want her driving down the hills with it. So I would like to. Like I do on first beach, I leave it at first beach, the tractor. I'll leave it. If she's going to do both of those beaches, she can leave it on second beach, put it on the third, leave it there, and come back. So that's my thought process. Anybody
for those that don't know, he keeps saying tractor like a tractor. It's a lawnmower.
Yeah, it's a lawnmower. I'm sorry. It's a lawnmower.
It's a lawnmower.
A lawn tractor.
A lawn tractor.
It's a lawn tractor.
Or a tractor.
No.
So our city folks, it's a tractor.
No.
Yeah, it's a lawnmower.
It's a lawnmower. The lawnmower with no jet, no deck on it.
Well, to my knowledge, we kind of tabled that whole
That's
thing.
That's been tabled, yeah.
Glimmer Glen. A while ago, as far as the potholes go...
I mean, it's getting worse.
We own that road, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you got to talk to that guy with the tank up on. I don't know how do we do that?
Yeah, you get some blacktop and put it in there. I don't think it's that hard.
Well, it's because that pot of it is now that he's that long gone.
Yeah, I drive by there four times a week.
Yeah, I know you do.
And, you know, there's a lot of potholes all around.
Yeah. Well, except that a lot of them are on other state or town property.
Town homes, true.
Right,
town homes.
So that's actually that's one of the lesser of the evil ones.
That's better than Wildwood. That's a lot better than Wildwood, and Wildwood's bad.
Yeah.
They fix that.
Not where Laurel goes up in Wildwood, that's terrible up there.
It's horrible.
Real bad.
Oh, no, it's up by Lillian Quarries. They get something.
Oh,
yeah, up above they. Yeah. But that's Longwood.
Yeah.
I will look in to see what's in.
So I did cold patch in my driveway as a big dent, and I was so proud of myself. Yeah. With 2 80-pound bags. And then the snowplow guy came this winter, and when the snow melted on the grass, I'm like, what is that big black spot on our grass? Oh, thank you! I left this big pile. It kind of takes like a little bit of time.
in the grass.
I mean, I would like to talk to Steve. He's the guy that...
There's got to be something better.
Well, I would see if he could live out here. He's a town guy.
Yeah.
Trying to get in a relationship with him, too.
Good.
Maybe he'll just go over there and...
Do a patch.
Yeah. Maybe you can smooth.
Yeah.
On Glimmer Glen.
Yeah.
On Glimmer Glen.
Good job. Work your magic.
Yeah.
Thanks, Phil. We don't have anything on technology. We talked about water testing. Other, the ladies with, that are doing the merchandising, we did open an account for them and got a debit card.
Oh,
here's
great.
The receipt, Peggy.
Okay.
I can get up, but I'm way too lazy and fat. Thank you. So I opened the account, and Peggy's going to join me Saturday. We're going to go just put her name on it because it shouldn't just be my name. And I had to put $25 in just to open it, but they have the debit card now, the girls, and the skin and everything like that. And I think we're going to like what they do,
What's a debit card? What's a debit card for?
So when they have to buy order samples,
yeah.
They have to pay for it somehow. No, you have it wrong, Philip. You're thinking of...
You've got to be kidding me.
No, you're thinking of, you're opening an account at the hardware store.
I want to get a credit card myself.
Oh,
I've been asking for a credit card for how long?
It's not a credit card. It's the money... separate account, the money specifically to those merchandisers.
Right. To set them up.
To set them up.
So she has money in the account, right?
Right.
The debit card just lets her access the money that's already there.
I don't
debit
know if it's been transferred yet, but yes, there's a set amount that we talked about that they have to spend, and that's how they can spend it, because they're not...
Peggy, I want to get for next year. I have $41,500.
I'm
going to get a debit card.
You can't have that and theirs is all encapsulated. Theirs is it's like. All
right, moving along. Moving along.
Okay. So the only other thing is just a reminder that the pavilion, Carolyn Kress and I are going to go on the 29th of May, which is Labor Day weekend. I mean Memorial Day weekend. And we'll put it out in the newsletter to hand out parking passes because there's so many new people and so many old people and blah blah blah.
Right.
So we're going to be there. I forget the time. I think I told her. I'll have to look it up.
I saw a truck this past weekend with a red one hanging. That's from like what four passes ago.
Yeah. So we're going to see if we can get them all out so that people aren't. Parking without a parking pass.
Are we looking at putting the email blast out for the new parking? That changes June 1st. Make sure you have the right.
Yeah,
pass.
Yeah. We can.
Well,
anything you guys want to put out, let me hear. Cindy or whatever.
When's the next newsletter?
I went to actually about that.
What, the first newsletter, you mean?
Yeah.
The first.
Yeah.
On the calendar.
It's Saturday before the association meeting. So what's that, June like 24th or something like that?
So we
June
have
25th.
It
says first news.
That's the first news.
Yeah, I knew it was late. So we're going to have to put a blast out to remind people about the parking passes, when they expire, and if they haven't gotten their new ones to come then to get them, to try to get as many people covered.
If I want to include something in there, who do I send it to you?
You're better at it than me.
Yeah.
I just was happy that
I just wanted the out. Treatment date in there, and it's the 27th, so I don't want to wait for the
27th. Send me an email.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
And I will too.
Why on the 27th? My God, you got to do it every time on that day.
Some things never change.
Yeah.
Who makes
who makes
that decision?
That's Tim's fault.
Okay.
Newsletter. Can you find out the newsletter?
Yeah.
You guys need to talk to Nicole.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
So
I did enough with this project.
I don't know if she knows what the timeline is for all of us to have our blurbs to her so that the newsletter can be printed. I don't know if she knows the newsletter schedule.
I have
texted
her,
emailed her, no response. Like I'm ready to knock on her door.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and I'm not the only one.
That's what I went through with
Wintacket.
That's why I ended up
doing so much.
Making a lot of changes.
Mm.
So I'm a little concerned about her.
Mm.
I don't know her, but
right, yeah.
She's not responsive in any way.
I think you might, if you can get her, have a conversation.
Well, I have to go knock on her door. I walk by her house all the time.
I'll try to contact her, too.
Yeah. Do you
have her phone number?
Yeah, I think I don't have my phone.
Text it to
Don's phone. I'm pretty sure I have it. Okay, so anything else on that or just that?
No, just that. Just so that you guys were aware that...
Yeah.
She might have it all together and we just and just one of those people that no, just does it.
Yeah, but she should respond.
No, she kind of thought it was going to be the same as the spring packet. And I had to tell her, no, that's not how it works. It's this, this, this.
It's easier than spring packet.
It is.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it,
all right, so...
I think she's the type that's going to... going to need reminding.
So we'll try to, we'll contact her.
I know she's the type that needs reminding.
All right. We'll contact her. Moving on to old business property encroachment. Judy, you know that, right?
The response that lawyer sent that was...
Well, I was a little, because I thought that we as a board had decided that we were going to wait.
Yeah, so, we did.
And then at the last meeting, I don't know who, somebody said... Apparently, it was an agreement that we were going to give them a date in June or whatever, which is what we told the lawyer, and whatever it was. And
yeah, because they're not even bad.
I thought we had agreed to wait until they got their survey.
I thought we did, too.
Well,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we did. I remember sitting here.
We did originally. We definitely did.
But
yeah.
I think we also thought the survey being...
Yes. Correct.
Yeah. Correct.
I thought, like, how long did we wait?
Other people have gotten surveys, and they haven't gotten theirs yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, what are we doing?
Well, they're not here till the end of the month.
We're still on track, right? I mean, even though the other lawyer is upset.
The lawyer sent a letter. And
I mean,
the other lawyer wants our lawyer to come down and walk the property and...
That
he has questions for us. I don't even know how to answer.
That doesn't even do anything.
No, that says nothing. That's
and the other lawyer made...
telling what they said. You read it.
That's more smoke. You know,
the other lawyer made him a statement by saying... something about that. Why are you saying now he does not own property on the lake? You do. It's like, no, we're not saying that. We're saying it's just moved down. Not that he doesn't own property.
Okay, so we're leaving it as it is for now.
Yeah, I think. You know,
yeah.
Hopefully the survey will come. Didn't they say by the end of May?
They're going to be here the end of May. I don't know if their survey will be here.
No, and I know Rob
orders up. Like,
I guess the guy started it.
In the fall and couldn't finish it until the spring.
Finish it, and I was going to finish it in the spring.
I don't understand that.
How many people are getting surveys? If you have 500 surveys?
Smoke. It's all smoke.
Yeah.
Surveyor that Rob Wright used.
Yeah, and he got his.
No, he didn't get his fast. This took months and months.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It did. So didn't have any.
We really
want to
know. We could call. If we have Rob's survey, we know who the surveyor is.
Yeah.
Yes, such. But they're not going
to tell us. I try to stay out of it. Hearing my husband drink.
No. Okay, so far, so status quo on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Xfinity service.
I got information from them. It's not huge. I don't know what we want to do. Right now, we're paying $176 a month. If we commit to a 3-year plan, they'll bring it down to $164 a month.
No.
And if we commit to having it done as automatic payment, so they would draw it from our checking account monthly, they'd bring it down another $10 to $154 a month. So
we'll
save us $30 a month.
Don't let them do that.
No.
Well, just leave it.
I had a personal experience with that automatic.
Yeah,
me too. I don't like those.
Went to Canada for 5 days. I got a bill for $3,700 from experience. The first thing I did was stop automatic payment, because if it went on the credit card, I would never get the money back.
Right.
Mm. Took me 9 months to sort it out.
For cable?
No, telephone.
Oh, we're talking about
cable. He went out of the country.
Yeah. He roamed.
He roamed out of the country.
Yeah.
But now, I'm not a big fan of automatic payment.
No,
unless it's your bank doing it to them.
They took you out of my account 1 month.
Yeah. So,
just leave it.
That's the only savings I could get. Right. It was faster speed, too, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you for trying.
Yeah, thanks anyway.
Anything on my sign? Do you have a sign?
Should be done by now, right?
It's not even... He didn't get us a proposal yet.
Oh, I thought we had a proposal.
No, we had a, we set aside what it cost us for the other one, and then we never got it, you know, time to change it a couple of years later. Costs go up, so we don't have anything. I copied you on the email so that you could converse with him when he replies. He hasn't replied to me or anything. I know he's, I know he does all the signs for the casino, and he's like constantly like.
Why don't you just contact him and leave Jason out of it?
Or God.
Thanks, Phil.
Phil's magic touch.
Good evening. Okay, playground and second beach, we already beat that to death, too. Any new business?
I just wanted to talk about, just go over the civilian reservation thing.
Oh, yeah.
What everybody's comments were about the. There were four things, right? I put the link for the calendar of events on there.
People will always say, well, is it available? Well, you can look at the calendar.
Yeah, somebody emailed me to ask if it was available. I said, look at the calendar. And then talking about the 5 feet versus the 10 feet thing. I know you guys really wanted it 10 feet. I changed it back. I think 5 feet is sufficient, but
there isn't 10 feet between the pavilion and the wall.
No, there isn't, because I took a measuring tape down there and measured it. Cause
I know, I
needed
to
put that on.
The pavilion and the wall?
Between the pavilion and the stone wall, right. It's 5 feet, maybe.
Why are we changing it?
Well, because I was redoing the form, and I just thought 10 feet was excessive. So I said 5 feet. You know what I mean?
My only reason for disagreeing with changing it is I'm just wondering why it was 10 feet to begin with. Is it fire code? Is it because of the roof? I don't know. I just don't know the answer to that question.
I don't really have an issue either way. I was just like, if it's 10 feet, what issue?
Not fire code.
Not fire code?
No.
It's not
resonant.
We probably changed that after it blew up.
It probably had something to do with if something happened.
So. I don't think so.
A car could explode.
You think that would just randomly pick the 10
feet? Yeah, I just think that we don't want people cooking under the pavilion.
So all we just go on the grass area only 5 feet up.
Unless we rip off the grass.
What does it say now, Kathy? 5 feet out?
It says 10 feet out.
It's 10 feet out. Okay.
10 feet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, if you think about it, you know, like, any function that we have down there, the girls are not 10 feet.
No.
No, my
away from the pavilion.
No, when we do
like,
the,
they were days later.
They're probably 6 or 8 feet from the, at the most, yeah.
Yeah.
Not even.
All right.
No, I can't tell you how many times I'm down there.
I think I would put in there just to give people the idea you're not cooking under the pavilion. Because there are people who will set a grill up underneath the pavilion and cook.
I don't care either way. I just wanted to get.
Yep.
Right, so we're going to go with 5 feet on the grass only.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, you don't want them cooking in the sand.
Yeah, you don't want them
cooking. No, I just go on. The other thing is you got the walkway there.
Right.
You can't putting it right in front of the wall.
You can't block the walkway.
And it blocks the way to the porch.
Yeah, you can't block the way to
okay.
the porch.
Okay,
that's fine.
Yep.
Then the other one was people don't want people being able to email the forms.
I just think
I
have to mail
you
the check anyway.
Well,
I never even caught the part about that. It's been 2 weeks before.
It does. It says that.
I don't know if anyone's ever done. They've always spent it together.
Okay.
Right. So that's why I was like, why separate it?
We always wanted
together.
It for the postmark date.
Yeah.
Well, it could just do it from an email date. That doesn't
email
matter.
Email is fine. It's because before
you
they,
get
they drop it off in the mailbox, and you get three of them.
Yes.
And you didn't know who put it there for.
Right.
One
right.
Time it happened a couple times.
But you have to get the check anyway.
Yes. It's what works for you. Yeah.
I would prefer to get email because then if email's already digital and I just slap it
right.
You know, on the
what
shared
about,
drive.
What about the check?
Then the
like
check.
Today I got a check, just a deposit. I mean, there wasn't any form, so I just assumed that it was emailed to you.
That's where.
Wait a minute. Driver. On the shared drive, I have made a sheet document. And it has everybody listed who has a pavilion rental, and then it says there's a part that says, you know, what they want, how they want their check to be destroyed, returned, or whatever, and then it says, you know, check received, yes or no. So you can have access to the document. You can go in and change it anytime you want. You get a check. You go in. You put yes.
Right. Yes.
Or whatever.
Right.
So
but
that
I think the email
that way we
know that you know right away.
That's
great.
Right. Yeah, you've come a long way.
And you
it's,
know who came first. I would prefer
great.
That they email you the form.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
I would prefer.
No, that's great.
So I can leave it as email then.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll leave in the part about the check has to be there 2 weeks prior to the date.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted to talk about with that. I just wanted to make sure that was good. And the other thing we need to talk about is the virtual meeting. you know, we can now, because it is law, we can meet virtually anytime we want. So do we want to just meet virtually?
No, absolutely not. We're going
to
have to
here.
Absolutely not.
The only reason I'm here is because I knew there'd be brownies.
and I'm doing it at my house next month. We'll have wine and cheese. So.
And it's all right.
Yeah.
I think it's great to
all
meet. But if you have something like Angela who has stuff going on, then she can still virtual and vote.
Right. Yeah.
Before, if you did that, you couldn't vote if you were a board member.
Well, it's good for us that are here, not here in the off season, we can still vote.
Yeah, you can vote.
So we can mix and match it in the winter, obviously, we can do virtual and in the summer.
During the summer months, I'd much prefer to meet in person.
Because we all love each other so much.
Yes.
All right, so moving forward then, on my end, I will just always set up a go-to meeting.
You know what?
I'm going to. I think that's the best way to go.
Yeah.
That way, someone who can hop on virtually if they want to.
Right.
It'll always be on the events calendar with the board meeting. You can click on that and have access to the virtual meet, you know, to come in virtually, and I'll always have my iPad available then.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing with that is when you meet virtually, you still have to put the recording online.
Right.
So I will have to do that every month then, if depending upon who's virtual or not.
Right. Yeah. Only if four members are on virtual, right?
Correct.
Everyone else is in person. You don't have to.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Any other new biz? Okay, then we need a motion to adjourn.
I need a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yay.
Aye.
Yay.
Motion carried. Next board meeting, June 20th. That's Donald's birthday and the day after a very big wedding.
Oh, boy.
I must attend. You may need to take over.
Yes.
Only if you film
the... Yeah, definitely.